It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And I don't know about you, but lots of conversations are happening around our house about what the kids are going to wear for Halloween.
Oh, yes. We're having those same chats over at the Maxim house. My daughter keeps waffling on whether she wants to be someone from Teen Titans or My Little Pony.
Well, two of my three kids have decided, and so far my daughter wants to be a pink flamingo, and my 9-year-old wants to be a stormtrooper from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
But my 11-year-old boy is undecided because he thinks he might be too old to dress up for Halloween.
Well, tell him that my 11-year-old is totally not too old, so she's definitely dressing up. And there's still time to think about it. I've noticed that the most popular kid costumes this year are for movies, which is pretty normal. You mentioned the Star Wars clone troopers, and then also Captain America, Spyro the Skylander Giant, and Superman, of course, are all seem to be popular.
Yes, and I've also seen a Wolverine costume and some cute Sully and Mike suits from Monsters University. For the girls, there's Smurfette, a girl minion from Despicable Me fame, and I even noticed a rainbow unicorn costume if your daughter decides to go with My Little Pony.
I will let her know that you saw that. For the babies, I've seen some adorable costumes like a peacock, an owl, or a triceratops and T-Rex. I've always have to stop and look at the baby costumes and remember when. They're so cute. I heard from a little birdie that a certain radio guy named Jay might be carrying around a little ladybug for her first Halloween this year.
Yes, and he better bring us pictures.
He better. Well, that's all for us today. We'd love to hear what your kiddos will be wearing on Halloween night. Find us on Facebook and let us know which costume they've decided on for trick-or-treating. You can find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.